Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are talking about 27 Times Cinema project that invites 27 young European film lovers, one participant of per European member state, and to attend the Venice Film Festival as jury member of Giornate degli Autori section. And I'm joined by Michel Gruppetti, who is the representing Malta in this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome to Fred, Michelle. And first of all, I want to ask you, why did you apply for this project and how?
I applied because in the previous years, I've had friends who are also into cinema and applied, and I saw their experience. And I heard about it firsthand from them, mm-hmm. and I thought this was a really incredible opportunity to come here and meet other filmmakers, like close to my age, and just people of the industry, and experience films which maybe have not even been first seen ever, and just have like an amazing time, like learning more about the industry and the process and the mentality that goes behind filmmaking.
You said others filmmakers because you are a filmmaker as well?
I have made a couple of animated shorts.
Okay.
But they're very, very, very short. school projects so far. But I'm working on the pre-production of a short animated film.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope to hopefully
make. And why animation?
When I applied for animation, I really liked the idea of being able to make the film entirely by myself from beginning to end, because usually with live action filmmaking you need a whole set who are very specialized, but it is definitely possible to make an entire animation by yourself, and I kind of like that freedom and independence that maybe I don't have to rely on as much funding
as
other people.
And there is a short film in Giornate degli Autori as well, made by Edoardo Natoli, who is an Italian actor and Italian director as well, and he made a short film, animated short film during the quarantine. So how is your quarantine? Was productive for you?
My quarantine wasn't so productive,
okay.
But I was working on my group's graduation film.
Mm-hmm.
So I just continued quarantine doing schoolwork.
Okay. No, it's my... speaking of your country, Malta, which is an island, you know, and which is the situation of cinema and of independent cinema?
Unfortunately, the situation of indie filmmaking isn't doing so well. In terms of funding and government assistance, they really tend to focus on attracting big productions to Malta and foreign films. And that is often to our detriment, because number one, we do not cultivate a Maltese film scene, which is, not so great for developing our culture for the future, you know. And number two, like in what happened with Corona, a lot of big film productions had to cancel, and a lot of Maltese filmmakers lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we had focused on local productions, people would still be employed.
That's very important.
Yeah, I think it's terrible. Yes, like money and economy is important, but so is the arts and the culture. And you're kind of stagnating. They're stagnating us by not allowing us to develop and express ourselves, especially in cinema, which is the medium of today.
And Malta is a mix of cultures, so
yeah.
It's very important part of your culture as well. You know. Moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities and masterclass you have worked? Workshop and you looking forward to the most, and why?
So far, I've really just enjoyed watching the films and then discussing them with other people,
mm-hmm.
because oftentimes they would say something really insightful and be like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. And, like, I'd learn something from their analysis,
okay.
which is always very eye-opening. And I've really enjoyed the subtitle workshop so far, because a lot more goes into subtitling than I thought, so it's also been like very informative.
Maybe you didn't know, but our our chief of Fredfin Radio is also chief of Subti, who is the
sponsor.
Yes, and he's made subtitles for the Venice Film Festival. So if you want, we take in contact. So thank you so much, Michelle, for joining this here, for sharing your experience with us. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.